Not just any Wednesday. It's a Wednesday after a Tuesday, which is Election Day. And we had some winners and some losers yesterday, but we've got one of the winners in here. I don't know if I want to label people winners and losers.
It's probably not a good idea.
But we have Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman joining us right now. Last night there was a referendum that the school board had put on the ballots, and it passed. Good night for you.
Well, you know, really, Jeff, it's a good night for kids and for the community and for our future. And, you know, we first have to come back. I mean, Jeff, how many times have I said it? You know, the voters are always right. And we are really grateful for the high, what looks like to be very high voter turnout within the Northfield School District's 24 precincts. And with 62% of voters approving the bond issue, we feel that, you know, people got the information just like they did last year when we weren't successful in the bond last year. We felt we had gotten people the information. They made their decision. No different this year. We adjusted. We listened to people. We got information out in some different ways than we had before. And so 62%, 62.25%, if you want to be exact, 37.75% against. And so we are so grateful for the voters and for their confidence in the school district to, first of all, be able to implement the vision that we've painted, and for their trust that we will take good care of their precious tax dollars. And I want to just tell the listeners that, you know, as the school district embarks in this process of, you know, a process of architect and construction and all those kinds of things, that we'll be watching those dollars very closely, and we'll make sure that Northfield voters get every penny out of what they have entrusted us with. But at the end of the day, Jeff, what's great for this is it's going to give kids in Northfield one of the best opportunities to have a strong start to their educational career. The opportunities that we're going to have to modernize instruction through a new elementary school on the Greenville Park campus, that's a huge win. We're going from a school with no walls, you know, and all the issues that we've talked about, to where we're going to be able to design a building that will be timeless, that will hopefully stand the test of time. We're going to learn from, you know, previous construction processes and say, how can we make something that is really good for kids, not just now, you know, but for kids 25 years from now and 50 years from now. You and I probably won't see the 50 years from now, but we do want to make sure that we're looking at the long term with it. The early childhood expansion and modifications that we're going to be able to do as a result of this over the next several years will be a game changer. We've talked about the research before about how access to high-quality early learning is so important for a kid's long-term academic and social-emotional success. And what I think Northfield School District voters said is that, you know, we agree with that, and we think that making sure that every child has that strong start is really important. And then it's really no small feat either in terms of the modifications that are going to happen at Sibley School to relieve some space there in terms of the new cafeteria music addition, and then Bridgewater, the security enhancements that we'll be able to do there. Again, one of the key things is that now at the end of this bond, when we're done with all this work, every school in the Northfield Public Schools will have a secure front entrance, will have enhanced security in such a way, in a reasonable and a common sense way, where we are making sure that kids are as secure of a building as they possibly can, while also maintaining that warm and welcoming learning environment. Kids need to go to school and not to a hardened facility. And so we believe that what we proposed and what the voters approved allows us to do that. So again, just, you know, key message is just thank you. We're so grateful to the vision that the voters of the Northfield School District have. We're very grateful to the trust that they've placed in the Board of Education and in the school district. And we will make sure that you get your money's worth, and that our number one focus is, will it be good for kids, and will it last the test of time?
You know, the next question is, what is the next question? Where do we go from here? Let's start off with the big thing was a new school. That was the biggest component of the referendum. So as far as the new school goes, what's the next step? Has it been designed yet? When will you break down or break ground? Yeah. Not break down, break ground.
We may break down a little bit too during it.
But what's the? Where does the process lead you to next?
So, excuse me. You know, the first piece will be, of course, to canvass the election results. Mm-hmm. You know, next the board will do that next Tuesday night. We don't have a board meeting Monday because it's a Veterans Day observed. So our normal Monday night board meeting will actually be on Tuesday. They'll canvass the election results. We'll start working immediately today. We don't have a building that's designed because, again, as we said during the campaign, that would be very presumptuous. You'd be spending a lot of school district money without a definite knowledge if that's going to actually happen or not. So one of the first things that we'll be doing is we'll be working to secure an architectural partner. We'll also be considering construction management firms, you know, those kinds of things to get the process started. Excuse me, I apologize. And then the right along those heels, we'll be assembling design teams. And so design teams are going to be for each of the projects that we have. They will be for, they'll be made up of people from the community. So if someone has an interest in serving on a design committee, please feel free to contact me and let me know that. It'll include teachers, it will include parents, and in some cases we may even involve some high school students to get their perspective on, you know, their elementary learning and how they think that might go. So looking for voices from out the community to finalize that design process and work with an architectural partner, you know, to develop what I would say is a common sense facility that puts learning and that learning environment first.
Now, from that, you'll get the new one built. I'm presuming that the new one will be built, and at the same time, most of the other schools, the improvements you'll be making, I don't know about Greenville itself. Will you have to wait to do anything to Greenville until the new school is open?
Yeah, so that's exactly it. So the three construction projects that were part of the bond, the work at Bridgewater, the work at Sibley, and, of course, the new elementary school on the Greenville Park campus, those are all projected to open for the fall of 2020. That was what the timeline was that we've been looking at. So you work backwards from that. But, of course, we really can't start any kind of renovation, the modest renovation, on the current Greenville Park facility until we're into the new facility. So there's going to be some domino effect there. And then, of course, Longfellow is part of that as well, because as the early childhood programs move out of Longfellow and into that repurposed Greenville Park space, the district office staff, because, you know, Longfellow, built in 1948, Jeff, is not a great place for kids to be long-term. But we think it's a fine place for superintendents to work. We've gotten our money's worth out of that building time and time again. It's not a great building for small kids anymore. The Area Learning Center, our 60-student alternative high school format on the second floor, will stay right there. But after the repurposed Greenville Park is completed, then the district office will move out of the high school and move into Longfellow on the first floor and the lower floor. And then the high school, actually, there's no money in the bond for the high school, but they get about 3,000 square feet back. That is vacated by district office in, you know, the fall of 2020. So there's projects that the focal point will be having them open for the fall of 2020, and then there'll be the domino effect that will happen, you know, during that fall as well.
Once again, we are talking to the school's superintendent, Dr. Matt Hillman. The referendum, the school referendum, was passed yesterday. So we've got, I think we've kind of covered all my questions. Matt, do you have any other comments? I mean, we're going to have to talk a lot more in the future about the new school and such and the design and the process you're going through.
And like we've informed people through the campaign, you know, the informational campaign, we want to make sure people have knowledge and understanding of how we're going through this process, because it is a community asset. You know, so we'll be setting up some communication channels that people will be able to check on a fairly regular, and of course you and I get together at least twice a month you know, to talk, and we'll be doing that throughout the process. Again, just to finish up on the bond, just it's a great day for the future of kids in this school district in terms of really putting our money where research says that it can do the best work in terms of early learning, really focusing on some space relief at our elementary schools. We do really have world-class schools in this district. We have world-class teachers. We have outstanding community. We are going to do some really great things, because the space isn't the issue, but it's what it allows us to do. It's what it allows us to do with the space for kids that makes the big difference. And so these things are huge for us. We are so grateful to the community for stepping forward for kids once again, and 62% of the vote in favor. That's very reassuring. It's very empowering. We also had another election in the school district last night. We had a board election.
That's right. And so not a lot of drama there.
Well, yeah, and we had three open spots, or there were three open spots, and we had three people running. And so want to congratulate incumbents, board chair Julie Pritchard, won re-election again, and as well as Jeff Quinnell, both longtime board members. And so we're very grateful to have that consistency in our board, because that really helps in terms of looking forward and understanding where we've been and where we're going. And then congratulations to Tom Broniak, who will be a new board member in January, and we're excited to have him join us. And, of course, board member Margaret Colangelo had decided not to run again. And, you know, over the next couple of months, we'll say it a few times, but we're very grateful to Margaret and for her stepping forward and the service that she has given the school district over the last 4 years. And so it's so important to have people from the community step forward and participate. Democracy is not a spectator sport. And while last night we were looking at the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House and all of these things that we see as these very big picture things, you know, it's really city councils and school boards and county boards, and those are the kinds of governing, you know, that happens and does impact us every day. And it's hard work. And so I'm so grateful for Julie and for Jeff and for Tom for stepping forward to run. We're looking forward to working with them over the next several years. And we're grateful for Margaret's service over the past 4 years. It's hard work. And so we're very grateful for the time that board members give. And so congratulations again to Julie, you know, to Jeff and to Tom.
All right. Matt, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Have a great day.
Northfield Schools Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman.